This is Winners on RSN 927. We've got Warren Huntley back with us to talk track work from Flemington and also Moonee Valley. The morning, Warren, how was it?
Yeah, it was good, Nads. A little bit of time at Moonee Valley early and then shot across, at Flemington early and then shot across for the gallops at Moonee Valley. Obviously, with Moonee Valley not being able to turn the lights on for track work, we had to wait for a little bit of sunlight to get across, but they got onto the track just probably around about 7 o'clock or so.
Okay, well, let's talk about a few highlights, starting off with a couple for Nigel Blaxiston, who worked at Flemington in Indra Beale and Distant Sky.
Yeah, and really good solid hit out with the two of them working together. Nards, Distant Sky was probably given an easier time at the end of that jump out racing later in the week, or at the end of the gallop. But Indra Beale, look, the race didn't pan out for her first up. She was good on debut behind Esterark for the Hayes Dabney Guard, then spelled straight after that run. She'd been jumping out really nicely going into her first up run, and she's come through that really well. Look, there's an option for her at Moonee Valley on Saturday. Obviously, she's eligible for easier races, but gee, I think she's a really nice filly, and wherever she goes, I think she could certainly take, or has taken, improvement from that first up run. Loved her jump out going into it, and loved the way she finished off her work this morning. I think she's a really smart filly in the making, and Nigel's great with horses in general, but gee, you can get a young filly and mould them into a nice horse, and I think Indra Beale fits that mould. She's going well.
All right, and also Get 'Em Hell for the stable also worked over the 800 metres.
Yeah, up and running and just going nicely, and seems to have shown an affinity for heading down to Geelong. I'm sure Nigel will try and find some races for her at Geelong if there's anything coming up, because she races very well there. But really just nice, sharp work for a horse working on their own over 800 metres this morning. Probably two of the highlights before I ducked in the car and shut up the road were a couple of the gallops from the Blackiston stable at Flemington this morning, and I'd be highlighting both Indra Beale and Get 'Em Hell out of that.
Okay, well, we now talk about the gallops at Moonee Valley, and we start off with a few for Mick Price, Run Gypsy Run, Katsuro and Le Bon Sir.
Really interesting. I love it when you can get to Moonee Valley. One, it's a great place to watch the gallops from that Stewart's Tower at the Winning Post, but also get to see some horses we don't regularly see at Flemington, and Mick Price is there, and he actually put those three horses out in a gallop together, and it was interesting to see how they worked. We had Run Gypsy Run and Katsuro, the 2 3-year-olds, basically leading off the gallop for 1,000 metres, and Le Bon Sir tucking in behind them. So they worked as a trio, and Le Bon Sir, as an older galloper, just had something to chase and seemed to really be sparked up by that and finished off nicely down the outside. Asked to do a little bit more than his two workmates, but it was a really interesting piece of work. And I know he's an older horse, Le Bon Sir, but he's shown an affinity for racing at the Valley throughout his career. And, gee, I like the way he finished off his work this morning. Admittedly, a better performed and more experienced galloper than his workmates. But, gee, he went to the line well, and there might be some life in the old fella yet. I thought he worked really nicely with the 2 3-year-olds this morning.
Danny O'Brien took Sacred Sham over there.
Yeah, he just had a maintenance gallop, I think you'd say. Nah, it's just 800 metres and quickened up a little bit up the home straight the last 400 metres or so. Gee, I think he was brave in Adelaide from a wide barrier last start. He stuck to his task really well, and he's really coping with this racing preparation and held together really well. He's got still got some good strength about him, but he's a lovely looking horse, and I think he's certainly a Saturday grade horse, and perhaps even better as his career progresses. Said it was a maintenance gallop. He wasn't out to smash the clock this morning, but he really did cruise up the home straight in good order. I think he can go to Moonee Valley on Saturday and run very well.
And also, Chris Waller had Hursley go through his paces there.
Really see the Waller horses smash the clock in their track work. He just had a nice, again, a maintenance gallop over 1,000 metres and worked home the last 400 metres or so. He's holding together really well. And there's that little bit of rain about forecast in the next few days, and any sting out of the ground will certainly assist Hursley. There's certainly looked really bright and fit. I think he's held his condition really well. He hasn't lightened off at all, and he can go to Moonee Valley over 2040 on Saturday, and I'm sure he'll run his usual honest race, and he certainly got around the track there nicely this morning.
Okay, so that's Hursley, and of course we saw Shoreham first up back home for Sabasani. He walked all the way from the north back to the south.
It was like a reunion, though.
Yeah.
And Saab was thrilled with the performance, and the horse did run very well, and he's come through that run well. There's a couple of options for him at Moonee Valley on Saturday. There's a 1,600 metre race and a 2,040 metre race. He'd only be having his second start back for Saab, and he only worked over 1,400 metres this morning, so perhaps the shorter option is the preferred, but we'll get acceptances for that race tomorrow. But he worked really nicely. He was the first horse on the track. It was a little bit dark early, but when he appeared out of the home straight at the 400-metre mark, he was cruising along nicely and just under his own steam, worked solidly up the home straight. And he seemed to appreciate being home, and I know Connections were thrilled with his performance, and he did run well, and importantly, he looks to have come through that well.
And also for the Hayes-Hayes-Dabenig combination, Invictum Domino?
Oh, I just want to go through a couple of jump-outs from last Friday, Nards, because I think there's some good form to come out of a few jump-outs, and it might even be in the short term. Invictum Domino had a quiet trial at Tatura recently. Nothing flash about the time she ran then, but she did it so well. And then she just sat just off the speed in a jump-out last Friday, one of the quicker jump-outs of the morning, and then just surged late to win that heat with quite a bit in reserve, I would think. She looks to be coming to hand really well. That's two really impressive pieces of competitive work from her in the last month or so at the trials at Tatura and the jump out at Flemington, and she's already a Metropolitan winner, and she can be effective on the fresh side. I certainly want to keep an eye where Invictum Domino goes. As we speak, there's not a nomination out for her, but there'll be one coming soon, I'm sure, and I think she'll run well.
And also, what about Take Me Home, Mister?
Well, he looks like a really nice horse, Nards. He's a two-year-old gelding by Denman from Team Hawks, and he rode the speed, got control of a jump out, was the quickest jump out of the morning last Friday, then came back underneath and just relaxed and gave a good kick. But importantly, did he have reference on it? And it was the quickest jump out of the morning, so there's a reference there in itself. Dam Ready and Falling Waters, who are horses that we've seen perform well from the Hayes-Dabenig and the Moroney stable respectively, were not really asked for much, but they were travelling just as well and travelling nicely just behind Take Me Home, Mister. But I thought it was a terrific performance from a two-year-old that's as yet unraced. There's a nomination for him for a race at Geelong on Friday for Team Hawks, but also a stablemate who was very good in the jump outs, also Royal Phoenix, is nominated down there also. I doubt they'd clash, but I'd want to be knowing where Take Me Home, Mister and Royal Phoenix go for Take Me Home, Mister for his debut run, Royal Phoenix for his first up run. They both look to be coming to hand really well, and we know how patiently the Team Hawks handle their horses, and when they're ready to go to the races, they're ready to run well. And I'd be jotting down Take Me Home, Mister. He looks like he'll go to the races and be very hard to beat on debut.
And what about Cross Our Fingers?
She's had two runs for the Nigel Blackerson stable, and she's gone around at pretty big odds. She was massive odds when she went around at her second start. She ran better there, but she'd shown glimpses of ability as a young horse at the jump outs, and gee, I like the way she just controlled the tempo in her jump out last Friday, and with recent work under her belt, I think she could go to the races in the next couple of weeks, and with what she's done on the track and her SP profile, I think she'd go around at a pretty good price, and I'd be surprised if she doesn't run better than what we've seen from her two runs to date. She looks to have made nice improvement in her break, and Cross Our Fingers looks another horse from the Blackerson stable. We touched on a couple of gallop there earlier this morning, but from the jump outs last Friday, certainly think Cross Our Fingers is in for a much better preparation than what we've seen to date.
Who are the highlights that we should be following heading into the weekend, Warren?
Oh, Sacred Sham in particular, just from a nice maintenance gallop at Moonee Valley in the here and now, Nards. I think Labotte Sir can come out and pull out a bit of a run at odds second up against the older horses at Moonee Valley, where he's run so well on Saturday from the Mick Price stable, from what I saw this morning. If Take Me Home, Mister heads to the races at Geelong on Friday, I think we might be able to get a bit of a bank for the weekend out of that. And I think Invictum Domino, wherever she heads for the Hayes-Dabenig Yard, she's ready to run well first up in the next week or so.
Wonderful. Thanks, Warren. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Nards.